This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Abby, how can it be that everything was going so great with this text exchange that your friend said one thing, that completely turned this guy off and he bailed?
I feel like a lot of women have been going through what I've been going through. You know, a couple of weeks ago I brought to the table, I'm like, I feel like there's something about me on the internet the guys are finding because they're asking me out. And then literally at the buzzer, they're saying, I don't really want to go out with you anymore. Well, that just happened to one of my friends, but I can't wrap my mind about why it would happen. For me, I can at least say, I probably saw something on the Bert Show that turned him off. I say a lot of stupid stuff. But for her, it's completely thrown me out and I don't know what answers to give her.
So there's the obvious answers as far as, you know, somebody says something and you're like, yeah, I'm never talking to this person again. If they say something anti-Semitic, if they say something racist, if they say something, incredibly misogynistic, those are givens, right? Mo, can you think of anything else that if you were in a text exchange with a woman and she could say and you would be like, yeah, no, I'm not continuing this conversation?
Nah, other than maybe bringing up like her ex too often, something like that, I would probably see as a red flag.
I had 12 kids.
That'll do it.
I have 12 cats.
That'll get me running. Something like that. Something in that range.
So I would love for the gentleman of the Bert Show to chime in. Jackson, feel free to trot on down here if you have an opinion. But my friend has been talking to this guy since maybe like November or December. She went on this group trip with a bunch of friends and she ended up meeting this really cool guy while she was on the trip. He's mutual friends with all her friends. He's really successful, has a stable job in another city. And they were just kind of casually talking for a couple of months. Nothing serious. They weren't like, you know, trying to like make anything happen. They would just Snapchat back and forth every now and then, like, you know, a couple of times a day. But a couple of times a day for a couple of months nonetheless. So it kind of turned into a little something. So fast forward to maybe like a month ago, she was going to go visit her friends in that city where he lives. So she has a bunch of like out-of-state friends in another city. And everything is like super normal. She's talking about how she's actually going to be in that city and they're continuing their Snapchat streak and nothing's really changed until, you know, they're talking about maybe meeting up and going out for a drink or having a date. And then she flies to that city to see her friends, not to see him. She just happens to be in that city. And she texts him, hey, I just landed in XYZ. I'm at the airport. Would be so cool to meet up at some point while I'm here for this weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Puts phone down. She doesn't hear from him for the rest of the weekend. She doesn't hear from him ever again.
Well, he didn't think that she was surprising him by visiting him.
But she's not surprising him. She's visiting her friends. So, like, let's say they live in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's going to go have a weekend with her friends in Chicago, just visiting her friends, doing their own thing, going out to dinner. And she didn't go for him at all. She's like, just want to let you know, hey, I'm here visiting Shelly in Chicago. It'd be cool if we met up again because they had such a great time hanging out the first time.
I wonder if he got DeLulu and was like, oh my God, this girl is like stage 5 clinger. I can't believe she's like here and she's trying to see me. Like maybe he made it about him, even though it wasn't about him.
Okay.
If it wasn't clear, like if it wasn't completely clear, I could see him getting that message. But if that message was clear and he, for him to just kind of, oh, I got to shut this down because she's coming at this point, it tells me that he wasn't ready for her to be there.
Or there's somebody else.
I hate to jump to conclusions, but usually that's because there's somebody else in your life.
Oh, so he didn't want like the two women to cross paths because it was very clear. Like from what I had gathered, it wasn't like some random, oh, by the way, I have this spontaneous trip. Like it was something that they had planned out for a while for somebody's birthday, I think. So she was there specifically celebrating this one friend, trying to make sure that, you know, she's visiting her friends and going out of her way to see them. And then all of a sudden, like she shows up and he doesn't want to talk to her anymore. So it's like, okay, so now that I'm here in person, you don't want to. It's just so weird to me.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me, because if they've been communicating that consistently, then obviously he likes her.
Yeah.
He enjoys talking to her, and then she's coming, but she's not coming for you. Which, that's convenient. Now the pressure is kind of off. Y'all can just see each other, kick it. It's not a big deal. You don't have to really host her the entire time. If anything, you jump at that opportunity if you like her. So for him to just back out completely, yeah, it tells me that he was more so enjoying the communication with her, but there's somebody else that he's interested in as well.
I don't know how, like, open she is, but if this is where the relationship is now, which is non-existent,
yeah,
would she let us do a second date update?
Oh,
like a closure call?
I'll ask her. I think that would be something she's down for, but as far as I know, they haven't communicated since then.
Yeah.
And it's very bizarre.
Exactly. So if she still has had zero communication with him, I mean, what's going to change? That's what it's going to be. So let us reach out and see and try to figure out, like, WTF, like, you know.
Force him to man up.
Yep.
We'll see if he's dumped his side chick yet.
Get it. The Bert Show.